flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into the final hour of sports talk here at the Host Committee's Media Center on Radio Row, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith, and So-So. We're celebrating the big game week here in New Orleans. And man, oh man, Sunday can't get here quick enough between the Philadelphia Eagles and Kansas City Chiefs. Another NFL season in the books. It is sad, though, to have one last football game to watch, Mike.
Yeah, it really does. Because, man, the next one is so far down.
And right, then we're just jonesing for preseason football.
And all of a sudden, the season's over.
Yeah.
You know, and you think about, you know, just how quickly all that passes. Same thing like in college football. Man, you all geared up for the college football season. In the blink of an eye, it's gone.
Right.
You know, and so, yeah, it passes very quickly. And you understand, you know, you graded on those 17 games and it is 12, 13, 14, 15 games, however many you want to play now because of the playoff system that's in place now. But, man, it does pass quickly. And like I told you yesterday, we'll have a much more eventful offseason than in-season because of all the changes coaching-wise, I think player-wise. New coach comes in, he's going to take that broom, and he's going to sweep out a lot.
Sure.
And the big thing is, how much are they willing to, say, cut bait on some of the older players and get rid of them maybe a year quicker than you might think?
Yeah, because I know the big questions are obviously a guy like a Cam Jordan, DeMario Davis, Tyrann Mathieu, right?
And at the quarterback spot. You know, because that's going to be the big, I think, question of, because, I mean, come on, Kellen Moore, he's going to be the politically correct and tell you, you know, oh, yeah, you know, I really think we can win with Derek Carr at quarterback. What do you want him to say? You know, people on social media, what is he, who is he watching? What do you want him to say if he's in that spot? He's not going to tell you the truth.
Due to the financials, though, I do feel like we are going to have another year of Derek Carr in black and gold.
We'll see.
Unless, yeah, he stomps his foot down like a la Sean Payton and says, I can't work with this guy.
Yeah, or say, hey, look, let's cut bait now, knowing next year he's not going to be here anyway.
Right.
He's not going to be here, and we're going to have to go in a different direction. Do you go with the younger quarterback here? Do you go with a Spencer Rattler and see what you have in him? I've seen enough of Jake Haener. He's not starting nowhere in the National Football League.
Right.
And Spencer's got a shot here. And then go find yourself another quarterback. And, that was the roll of the dice when this season started. I know we talked about it numerous times. this team went into the season, and if something happened to Derek Carr, you got two quarterbacks that had much experience, so to speak, behind the center position
right
at the pro level.
Looking at from pro football to college football, the second national signing day period was today, and it was pretty uneventful. No real big booms for the Tigers today.
Man, you think about that at one time. Man, we were doing these shows. It was the LSU Bash out in Baton Rouge.
Sure.
They'd have the Golden Girls and the Tiger Band, you know, and the coaches would come out if it was Coach Miles or Coach O. You know, they come out and talk about the players, you know, on the air with us. And
it's not just as sexy anymore.
And until they sign that deal, your commitment ain't with the piece of paper it's written on, so to speak. Because you think, man, LSU just lost one of the defensive linemen. They got a commitment from him in January. He didn't already decommitted. You know, he's out of there. So a lot of times these commitment stuff, you take it with a grain of salt until you get them to sign. And it's a commuter world of college athletics today, not just football, but athletics in general. It is very much a commuter world. And the second signing period, you know, for a McNeese or Nicholls State or Southeastern, it's still a huge day for them because a lot of times they don't sign a lot of guys early. Today is the day that they make that big haul. But, man, for LSU or Tulane, it's a real short list, to say the least.
Brian Kelly did address the media today. Let's hear what the Tigers head coach had to say in his opening statement to the press.
Today, this press conference was called to talk about our transfer portal class, some changes we made within our organization. But I would be remiss if I did not address Greg Brooks, Junior, and the situation that unfolded in a interview that was done on Good Morning America. There's many things I can't say because it is pending litigation, obviously, but here's what I can tell you. It is factually incorrect to state that I was not there by Greg's side through this ordeal. I was there on multiple occasions. We had somebody from my staff that was there virtually every single day. We love Greg. We love him for the person that he is, for the competitor that he is, and the battler that he is, and can only wish him continued progress as he goes through an incredibly difficult time. But it was important for me to set the record clear as to my care, my love for Greg Jr. during this very difficult time. And again, I want to be clear that any player that is part of this program, I am going to be involved in making sure that they receive the best care, the best support, and I'm part of that. So that was just extremely important for me to talk about. Look, you can question me as a football coach. You can question me in terms of the things that we do on the field, but off the field, as a parent, as a husband, as somebody that is actively involved in every community that I've been involved with, this is where the line is drawn with me. And that comment struck a nerve with me. It hit my heart because that's not why I'm in this business. I've been in it for our players, will always be in it for our players, and it rattled me that somebody could possibly be so factually incorrect in stating that I was not part of Greg Brooks Jr.'s care, and support. And the support was the entire university, the entire community. So I needed to make sure that that record was clear. All right. We've put together, kind of some talking points. You know, obviously we don't have a high school player that will sign today. All of our high school players signed in the December signing period. And at that time, we were able to talk about them individually, ask and answer questions about them. We have 15 of them here that are in our off-season program. We're excited about them, but we also supplemented that with a transfer portal class that by many publications felt it was an elite group. And we had 16 total transfers come in, 8 on offense, 7 on defense, and 1 special teams player. And we're pretty excited about that. They give us a experienced group that has played high-level football and blends to the existing program that we have. So from that perspective, combined with 3 straight top 10 high school signing classes, we wanted now to enter into adding to that roster. And I think we addressed it. And we believe that this group now is such that we can compete for a championship. I think when we talk about some other things, we're very appreciative of our fans and the generosity. The $1 million match that I put out there relative to NIL, it looks like we've met our goals, and I couldn't be more excited about that and the direction that allows us to continue to move relative to NIL. So we had an anonymous gift that matched it in its totality, plus I think there'll be a release here in the next 48 hours that we also were able to match the initial NIL. So that's pretty exciting. We shifted, as I mentioned, we shifted some duties around within our support staff. I'll be able to talk about a few of those. And I think it's suffice to say that we've got some change, but some continuity, which I like the blending of both as it relates to our support staff. And then, finally, we take this group now and are excited about what spring ball looks like for us. So that's kind of the overall tenor. It's unfortunate that we had to lead in the manner that I did, but I thought, again, it was absolutely crucial to address when my integrity and character is being attacked. I need to respond. And again, if it was football related, if it was about play calling or selection of recruits, that's open for anyone. But when it comes to the care and the love for one of my former players, I needed to set the record straight.
That was head coach Brian Kelly of the LSU Tigers, and definitely an awkward story there, and something that Brian Kelly wanted to address right away with dealing with Greg Brooks.
Yeah, and it's kind of a crazy kind of turn across the board. And I know, man, it was a major situation with Greg, and there is some legalities involved here. Surgery, care afterwards, everything else. But, man, that finger pointed straight in that direction toward Brian Kelly. You could tell that got underneath his skin really good. Now again, we'll find out all the details of it. But,
right.
Man, you think about Greg. He was a terrific player. And I got to know him a little bit. And, he gave you what he had out on the field. He really did. And he was a leader. and have to go through that sort of situation medically. But this is some serious accusations here levied upon Brian Kelly.
This is from the family.
And this is basically coming from not necessarily Greg himself, but the family of Greg Brooks.
Yeah. So definitely an awkward situation.
Very much so, Steve.